Brendan, you really dominated so much of that game. It would have been, you would have felt pretty stiff to let it slip away. How did you rate the players' effort to grab it back when it was really on the line?
Yeah, it's quite humorous sometimes how we often think we probably like to keep our supporters on the edge of their seats. But we knew that they're a good team and they're going to fight back. So that's an area of growth for us that we need to learn to deal with those challenges. We probably didn't deal with it as well as we'd like in the third. But in the last, really proud that the boys could fight and get a win, particularly away from home.
Enormous going from Bryce Gibbs, not just with the enormous amount of ball that he gathered, but those two goals in the last quarter were so important as well.
Yeah, we're a club that tries not to individualise and talks about system and process, but on this occasion, I think you're remiss of me not to mention Bryce's game. It was huge. He had 43 touches, kicked a couple of goals. But more importantly, the stat to look at is he had 10 tackles because we want to be defined by pressure, but it was a super effort. And so he should feel good about it. Our supporters should feel good about his efforts, but by about Tuesday, we've got to move on because we've got another game.
What about your composure in that last quarter, Brendan? There was Bryce's couple of goals and Jack's couple of goals. Like, things that could have easily gone off the tracks a bit, but you managed to steady the ship with those, you know, crucial goals.
Yeah, I thought we lacked some composure centre forward at times, as I've mentioned, to complete plays. But the most important thing is when the game was on the line, we didn't lack the composure. We had a real attitude of just being able to finish, and I want to finish. So to, you know, Jack to kick a couple there late, Bryce that you've mentioned, I think it was something that shows that we're heading in the right direction.
Apart from obviously Gold Coast lifting in that third quarter, where did it start to slip away from you at that particular stage, do you think? Was there any kind of drop?
Yeah, I don't think it was an effort issue. It was we had plays that were open and didn't convert in terms of connection centre forward. And we just lost some momentum on the back of that. We worked hard, got the ball centre forward and didn't complete the play, let it be a goal or a connection inside 50. And that's all. It takes some time to break momentum. I think it's been a good sign of maturity for our group that we kept the GWS game in perspective and then could travel and back it up. So we've got a lot of growth, but that's a good little sign in itself.
How is it?
Sorry. Winning tight matches has sort of been something you guys have been able to do this year. Is that something that shows, I guess, the qualities within the side?
Yeah, we'd rather them not be tight. But, yeah, I think those experiences are only going to pay us back on this reset. But, we have to keep it really in perspective. Just like we did and our playing group did after the GWS win. We've still got enormous growth. We're only 1 year and 12 games in. It's important our club, our supporters, and most importantly our players keep real perspective in spite of two wins.
How concerning was the goal kicking in that first half? You probably could have been 8-9 goals in front maybe at half time. You sort of kept the door open a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, we'll be doing some work on goal kicking this week. We did leave it open, and as I said with a smile at the start, it's not humorous because we've got to work on this, but we like to keep our supporters on the edge.
What about how do you sum up the battle between Gary and Ed that you had on him the whole night? It was intriguing from our perspective. Like, how did you see it unfold?
Yeah, I think they both had their little moments. I've got enormous respect for Gary, and I think the competition should have enormous respect for him. He's been just a fantastic player for a long time, and he warranted a run with today. So, it was a pretty solid effort from Ed. Gary had some little patches, but it was a good solid effort from Ed. He's been in fantastic form, Gary.
And you gave Liam Jones a huge task tonight. You must have been thrilled with how he went.
Yeah, I said last week it was just one game, but now it's two. I think I'm pretty sure Lynch didn't kick a goal. I'd have to check that. And he's a dominant forward. He's as good as anyone in the contested aerial ball. So just on raw number, I've still got to look at the detail of the game. It's a pretty good effort from Liam in his second game down back. So that's another step in the right direction.
Just on the last quarter, Barlow got injured sort of halfway through, and that's about when Gold Coast momentum stopped. Did that give you a chance to reset it all, or was that just coincidence, do you think?
No, I think we're going about it the right manner at that point. But what I was really pleased about was the leadership at that time. We got some messages out, the leaders spread it through the group, and most importantly, it got executed in terms of structure in that back 10 minutes. So that's, again, a good sign for us that our leaders can get those messages through the group. You know, if you look at Cruz, Ed Curnow, Cripper, Sam Doherty, Murph, Simo and Gibb, they're our leadership group by and large. They're playing some really consistent footy for us.